I suspect we have all had the experience of being stumped by something, eventually moving on to something else, and then suddenly knowing the answer to the initial problem. Most of us have also had the experience of meeting someone and having a powerfully good or bad feeling about them, without knowing why. I have found that even if a few times it has taken years to pan out, these guiding instincts have been on the money. Along the same lines, in my chess days, nearly all my revelatory moments emerged from the unconscious. My numbers-to-leave-numbers approach to chess study was my way of having a working relationship with the unconscious parts of my mind. I would take in vast amounts of technical information that my brain somehow put together into bursts of insight that felt more like music or wind than mathematical combinations. Increasingly, I had the sense that the key to these leaps was interconnectedness. Some part of my being was harmonizing all my relevant knowledge, making it gel into one potent eruption. And suddenly the enigmatic was crystal clear. But what was really happening? The question of intuition is hotly debated among psychologists, philosophers, and artists, and it's been a source of much research and thought in my life. My grandmother, Stella Waitzkin, a boldly creative abstract expressionist painter and sculptor, used to tell me that intuition was the hand of God. Artists often refer to intuition as a muse. In the introduction, I mentioned that one philosophy professor of mine at Columbia University told me rather proudly that the very notion of intuition is incoherent. It doesn't exist. In my opinion, intuition is our most valuable compass in this world. It's the bridge between the unconscious and the conscious mind, and it is hugely important to keep in touch with what makes it tick. If we get so caught up in narcissistic academic literalism that we dismiss intuition as non-existent because we don't fully understand it, or if we blithely consider the unconscious to be a piece of machinery that operates mystically in a realm that we have no connection to, then we lose the rich opportunity to have open communication with the wellspring of our creativity.